FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I got 60 seconds for an opening today. We're going to start this message right in the middle of a scripture verse. It comes out of Hebrews chapter 8. I think it's verse 7, where we're looking at the teaching. We're establishing that the old covenant has become obsolete. Now, that's not Paul Esposito's words. That's what the author of Hebrews said, that the old covenant has become obsolete. And this is why the Lord Jesus said what he said back in Mark chapter 7, when he says, nothing that enters into a man defiles him, but it's what comes out of his mouth that defiles him. This is the last part here. And I want to establish this, that once you understand this, you cannot go back to the Old Testament to refute this teaching that we're no longer under the law or subject to the Old Testament law, because this is a new covenant built upon better promises. Thanks, everyone. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend. Here's the last part of this message now. Circumcision means nothing.
None of them will teach his neighbor nor his brother, saying, know the Lord. For all will know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. You know, aren't you grateful that God's got amnesia with your sins? That's the only thing he has amnesia with. Your sins. You remember them your whole life. They dog you all of your life, years after you've repented of them. And you let them dog you and tie you up and bind you up. And then a thousand years from now, you're going to ask God about them, and he's going to say, what sins? Let's forget. I mean, come on now. If my wife was here to hear me now, I'd have to have this stuff written on my refrigerator. I can forget to take the garbage out tomorrow. I forgot to do everything she asked me to do. I forget. But my sins I remember for 500 years. Let's treat my sins like my wife's to-do list. That's how you get the victory. Treat your sins like the things your wife asks you to do. Men. And you'll have peace and joy. We're like, right? You do this. I'm sorry, I forgot. You do this. I'm sorry, I forgot. But I remember stepping on an ant in 1967. Verse 13. If you miss this verse and its proper understanding, you'll remain a Jew forever, trying to keep the law to get right with God or to please him in some way. Verse 13. In that he says, a new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. Let's say that again. He has made the first obsolete. The first covenant is obsolete. This is why Jesus and Paul said what they said. Paul also said, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, he called it, the Old Testament, a ministry of death. And in the same verse, a ministry of condemnation. That's what the Pharisee, hear me, that's what the Pharisee called the law. A ministry of death. And a ministry of condemnation. That's 2 Corinthians 3, 5, and 6. Though I hope by this time you trust me when I tell you that. It certainly had its purpose. All right, why the law? Let's go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 19. Galatians 3, 19 says, what purpose then does the law serve? Fair enough question. Why the law? You say it's a ministry of death. Why then? Why the law? Well, what purpose then does the law serve? Him speaking. It was added because of transgressions. Notice the next word. Until. Keyword. Notice the law is, or better yet, the law was temporary. It was added because of transgressions until the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through angels by the hands of a mediator. You see, this is why Jesus can and did say, there is nothing that enters into a man that defiles him. The law was added because of transgressions until the seed, capital S, that's the Son of God. The law is established until. Mark chapter 7 happened. And the man got up and said, there is nothing that enters into a man that defiles him. It was added because of transgressions until the seed should come, to whom the promise was made. And it was appointed through angels by the hands of a mediator. You see, the law was added because of transgressions until Jesus came. Now, verse 23. But after, okay, we're in Galatians 3, verse 23. But before faith came, we were kept under guard. So picture a guard standing over you with a rifle. Before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law. In other words, the law is the guard. That's the one standing over you with the gun pointed at your temple. Before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law. Kept for the faith which would afterward be revealed. Therefore, verse 24, the law was, notice that, the law was. Our tutor, King James, has schoolmaster. The Greek word is paedagogos. It was a person. It was like a nanny back in the day. The Greeks had a paedagogos, someone who was in charge of the children. And he brought them to school and brought them everywhere up until they were a certain age. Then they handed them back over to their parents. Paul's saying this paedagogos, this was what the law did over you until the faith came. And like the paedagogos handed you back to your parents, the law is going to hand you off here at the foot of the cross. Before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterwards be revealed. Therefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ so that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. You see, now the law is in our rearview mirror and we're going forward. The law's purpose, church, is to show you your own wretchedness. That we're all, like Jonathan Edwards preached 300 years ago, sinners in the hands of an angry God. That was the purpose of it. The law's purpose was to inspire you to get on your knees and cry out to God, like Paul did, oh, wretched man that I am. It's a ministry of death. and condemnation. The purpose of the law is a ministry of death and condemnation. Meaning, you need help. Meaning, you need a Savior. And it drops you at the foot of the cross, and it's gone. Where does it say that? I'm glad you asked. Last place we're going to look at, and we're done. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Hear the word of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. Now, I add to that, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hear me, please. This is a sermon where you're not allowed to go back to the Old Testament to refute this. Because the Old Covenant, according to the Word of God, has been rendered obsolete by a new and better covenant built upon better promises. I like the ring of that. That's because I didn't write it. Hebrews 7:22. If you're determined to try to refute this, so that you can continue to live under the hammer, you've got to use the New Testament to do it. You have to. The New Covenant declares that Jesus Christ is the end of the law for everyone who believes. Now, the law remains if you don't believe. The law will condemn you on judgment day, not liberate you. No, Jesus Christ is the one that liberates you. The law is a ministry of death. Jesus Christ liberates you and sets you free from that. Jesus Christ is the one who liberates you. Amen to that? I leave you with this verse. I'm going to read it to you out of New American Standard. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. That's the word of God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.